SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What's this going to be?
Moneyline.
No! Are you kidding me? Humdiddly D!
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win 7 games a year for 4 years. Eventually, you'll find somebody, and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
Are you kidding?
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Right at it here, people. No better place to be on a Tuesday afternoon than right here, right now. It is Moneyline over the next hour. It's Donnie and Kevin. We got you covered on all the hottest topics, which apparently right now means college basketball ready to rock and roll, people, because we had some big doings last night with those Houston Cougars that continue to impress in the Big 12. And we'll get to Kevin's Virginia Cavaliers offensive output last night, which was equally impressive. But as we know, if you are an avid handicapper and say, you know what, I don't even like to look at numbers. I just look at the actual odds. Boy, they gave you a free one last night. VTech, congrats.
Yeah, I mean, listen, again, it's the nature of the college basketball season, right, DRS? Bet a home team on a short number if you can.
Man.
But, man, and I ultimately didn't play it when it was all said and done, the total in that game, Donnie.
Yeah.
What'd you get, 75? Was it 75 or 79 out of VTech? I mean, but you got a number at VTech where the over should have been absolute free money.
Yeah.
Listen, man, Tony Bennett is so lucky. Tony Bennett is his name, right?
Yes.
He is very, very lucky that they won that championship, because I basically would have fired him every single year since. I mean, it's absolutely horrible.
Running that offense here. I mean, I'm getting phone calls here from the 732. You probably know who that actually is, Kevin, at this point here. I mean, come on. Don't people know the radio schedule around this network at this time? Well, maybe not. But maybe we can get that gentleman to actually call in and have some fun live on the air. But a lot of good topics going around. As we know, the NBA does not return until Thursday, which still is like a pet peeve. Like, I understand the All-Star Game weekend was Sunday. Yesterday, you talk about it. Today, it's like, okay. And then tomorrow, it's like, well, where's the NBA at? Like, why are we waiting? But there is a good college basketball card tonight, Kevin, which does include UConn traveling out to Creighton on a short number tonight, ready to let it pop. I actually got a wager on that game today, and it's not on a side. How about that?
Figured it would be a total. Figured you to find an edge on that total. I might be involved in a side, and I might be on a team that I don't think is the better team. I think I might have to take Creighton at home, Donnie. I like the spot. You have this UConn team coming off of basically the best win any team has in the entire country with that route of Marquette. And we just know how hard it is to get up twice in a row like that. Like, this is the perfect spot for this team to be hosting Butler at Georgetown. This is a tough spot to get up again against a team like Creighton.
And by the way, looking at that game, I do have a total in this game, and it's actually under, and it's dropping. 145.5 was the number earlier this morning, which I took under. It's not 144.5 at FanDuel, 143.5 at most outlets out here. I just think it makes a lot of sense because, yes, you are coming off an unbelievable performance against Marquette, but both of these teams play very good defense, and the matchups that I like to look at usually is like those style components. Who likes to shoot threes? Who likes to defend threes? Well, you have the number 4 overall offense in Connecticut at shooting 3-pointers per shot attempts out of a 11-team league. You know what's number one, Kevin? It's Creighton. Number one overall, 47% of their shots from 3-point range. But guess what? You have the number one team in Creighton chasing you off the 3-point line, and the number two team in Connecticut chasing you off of the 3-point line. So it's one of those where, okay, they hit daggers from three, you live with it. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think we get a really, really good defensive game, and that game stays under 145.5.
Yeah, I don't mind the look at all. That first meeting, I know this doesn't factor in, but I think it kind of, I think it explains, though, what you're looking for, which is the matchup, Donovan. The first time they played, I mean, I don't even think there was 115 points in the game that very first meeting. So, look, the first time, that's exactly what the style suggested, and we'll see if that's what the style suggests again for time number two. Couple of ranked teams in action tonight, though.
Yeah, good one overall. We had John Ralston on this morning with me and Ben going over some of that action a little bit later out, even on the West Coast. But some good things all the way through. It's that time of season, right? Because I like college basketball. I like to handicap it even more once you get in the month of February, which we're in now, which, again, the next 3 weeks until Selection Sunday, my favorite time of the year in college basketball by far. Everybody's playing hard. Everybody needs wins at that point, and you have enough data in the bank where you can make, you know, informed decisions on that. The one that we were looking at today, Butler plays Villanova, not the handicap itself, but really Villanova. What a crazy season they've actually had in the Big East. One of those that basically opened up and you're like, ooh, okay, looks like they're going to be a good basketball team and a bounce back here under Neptune. And then all of a sudden, they hit the rocks. And I mean hitting the rocks, Kevin, losing to Penn, St. Joe's, and Drexel. Oh, like never before. Like they lost back-to-back games against St. Joseph's and Drexel, something I'd never seen before. Sandwiched in wins over Texas Tech, North Carolina, Memphis, and picking up wins over Xavier. They do have a tough stretch to finish the season, but the Big East is really good. They got Butler, Connecticut, Georgetown, Providence, Seton Hall, and Creighton to try to make amends for some of those earlier losses, but just a wild scene as we're going to wind up here on the bubble. By the way, I couldn't figure this out this morning. We were going over like bubble teams and stuff like that. What's the one website that you that just shows you on one screen like the projected seeds? You used to use it. It's not Bracketology. I don't think it's Bracketville.
Oh,
it's
Bracket Matrix.
Bracket Matrix is what it is. And I couldn't figure it out this morning because I was just trying to do some numbers real quick and nobody had that exact thing. Like, no. I remember logging into a site which basically like, look, I don't have to surf 16 pages to find it. I just get one page and it gets updated there. So it's Bracket Matrix. All right, let me type that.
Is there a certain team you're looking for?
No, it was the producers put up like, all right, let's just go like teams on the bubble, longer shot teams, and what are they going to find out? So all I wanted to do was go to like a quick, like, all right, let me just get an eyeball on like what I'm actually looking at that point, but I couldn't find it. But there are, like, Bracketology is good, but the one I was like, look, I don't want to surf through and look to the left and the right. Just give me one page that I can just see like where they're expected to be. And like, oh, okay, they're expected to be, I don't know, the 13th seed, and this team's on the outside looking in. That's what I was looking for this morning.
I get what you're saying there.
All right, so there. Now we got Bracket Matrix up, so I can save that into the thought process
they
behind
got the
it.
Whole
but
deal.
We're getting close. What, 7-8 days here till March? Most teams, we're looking at, what, 6 games left, 7 games left? Some of these teams, as we talked about yesterday, ending on March 2nd or 3rd for their season. I mean, it's coming really quick at this point here. And it comes in a nice downtime because I was, you know, sort of explaining this morning. It's nice that even if you are the diehard college football fan, then you just roll it right over into the NFL and ride that streak out to the Super Bowl. It's like, oh, man, I got to get ready for college basketball. Sometimes it is nice that the NBA isn't going on. It's like, you know what? Let me just spend a couple days, get familiar with some teams here. And like, you know what? I'm going to watch the rest of these 5 or 6 games for some of these bigger teams and make those informed decisions, picking your pools, and also, more importantly, who those vibes are going to be when you just say, you know what? I'm take this 16-1 team. Take this 20-1 team. Get a couple shots down for March Madness.
Yeah, so I'm in an interesting spot personally, though, Donnie, because I know I always like to do that as well, but I'm holding 4 teams in Auburn, Bama, Gonzaga, and Wisconsin preseason where I just got to see where these teams land before I can do anything.
That's the good part about it. Like, you want to say, like, hey, I'm going to wait for the Chiefs to win the championship at the end of the season and bet before the playoffs. That doesn't work out as well, but boy, it does work out really well in college basketball. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline on a Tuesday afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We got the big news today we were finally waiting on, Kevin, right? No, it wasn't any meetings behind the scenes. It wasn't Powerball. It wasn't anything like that. The College Football Committee actually finally, Kevin, approved. I thought it was approved 3 years ago, but apparently it wasn't.
Yeah,
the vote has been unanimous today. The 5+7 format has been approved, and the Pac-12 had either previously abstained or asked for a delay as it's working on the determinants of its, you know, following sweeping conference realignment. Now, I'm going to say this. I love that there's 12 teams. Eventually, we're going to get to more. We'll get up to 24 teams. It's going to happen. Just not yet, but it's better than 2. It's better than 4. It's better than 8. Whatever. You know what I mean? 12 is going to be a great, so much fun. You want to talk about next year, lining up the college football playoff and the fun we're going to have once those playoff hits. It is going to be fantastic, and I can't wait for it. But the fact that we are still going to be arguing, and this was supposed to be a way, like, well, you know, the third team overall is going to get angry. Yeah, but once we go to 4, and then the fifth team is going to get angry. Oh, it's not going to be that big of a deal. I could just see it now, like the 5 plus 7. Can't we just have, and this is about the time, Kevin, I like to even like just step into and say, go back to the BCS era computer system. The computer spits out the top 12 teams and we ride. Because the reason is, I just don't want to have this problem come up where LSU has 3 losses and let's just say, I don't know, San Diego State has 2 losses. I'm like, oh, well, I had to rank them higher, so San Diego State gets in when clearly LSU is the better overall football team. But the reason I bring that up is somebody's going to win a conference championship. I'm like, come on. Like, how are they keeping Alabama out of this thing? You know it's coming.
Well, certainly. So just so I understand, because it's this whole 5 plus 7 thing, right? But we were supposed to have 5 Power 5 conferences. So,
correct.
Well, basically,
but now I believe it's just the 5 highest ranked champions.
Conference
champions.
If that champions.
Makes sense. Correct, yes.
So,
so it almost doesn't matter, Kevin, what the conference is what they're saying. Just as long as you're a conference champion and you're ranked ahead of somebody else, you'll get in. That's the formula.
But so basically, it'll be, though, Donnie, 1 through 4 will be the conference championship game winners from the Big 4. Mm-hmm. And then they will be putting in the highest-ranked mid-major champion, but that team will not. That team will be seeded wherever, because they're not going to get inside the top 4. They're not going to be seeded 5th, correct?
I don't know. I think they might be seeded 5th, to be honest. Like, I really think it's top 5, which means top 5 as in conference champions, and then the next highest ranked 7 teams, right? Or the top 7 teams that didn't win. Like, I think the 5th gets a like placement as the 5th seed.
Well, because, again, we're then, of course, and only Donnie and I are seeing this, we're off to an awful start. We're off to a very, very bad start. If that is the case. So that's 1. All right. Now, 2, I don't know why we're doing this. So basically, Donnie, Alabama and Georgia are playing the SEC title game. They're going to be ranked 1 and 3 in the country, right?
Yes.
Bama's going to beat Georgia, and Georgia's going to be the 6th seed in this tournament. That's what we're doing now? Georgia's going to go down to the 6?
Yeah.
How is nobody?
No, they don't. I'm telling you, they don't, because they don't. They're brain dead. They're a bunch of old guys who like don't like change, and they try to be equitable on things they don't need to be equitable about. It's not hard. That's why I said, like, my initial thought process is like, I love the 12 teams. Run them through a computer. The computer will spit out its best 12 here. And yes, sometimes you're going to get mad at who's 13th and who's 12. But we're never going to have that, like, well, why is, I don't know, Houston in this thing and Ohio State got left out? Like, we shouldn't have that. We just pick the 12 best teams. I don't give it, like, first of all, I don't care if you won your conference. If it turns out that you're the best team and you won the conference, fantastic. But I don't think you should get extra bonus points by getting a bye week for that. Now, granted, I'll live with it and I'm fine. I just wish it would line up 1 through 12, wherever it stands, and let's just get it on out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to read this to see if I can definitively. I guess the 4 highest ranked. But see, the idea that the 4 highest ranked would get a bye, and then, because Ben Donnie tweeted out, like, the format to his understanding, and it said that, like, this, like, Liberty would be 12. Like, the idea that you could either be that close to being 4 or last is preposterous. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a system that should be perfect that's never going to end up being perfect. It's just the way it's going to be. It's almost like, all right, guys, you got more football in here. You got your way. Most of the teams that you thought were going to win the championship anyway. And for the people out there that say this, I don't even understand like where you come from here. It's like, you know what? There should only be 2 teams because the championship is usually a blowout anyway. And I say, what world do we live in at this point? That's not the point of the blowout. It's the people that are supposed to be there on games you can watch, handicap, and know you're on even footing on both sides here. Oh, we should just go back to the BCS where it's the top 2 because that's the only thing that worked. No, it didn't. That's why we're at 12 teams now, because 2 didn't work and neither did 4 at that point. And neither did 6 at that point, right? So you have to go to 12 teams and it will be fun and we'll watch. I guess it's a, hey, well, we like the Cinderella. Yeah, Liberty's going to get in. I don't know, 1 year. Colorado State's going to get in. They're going to get rocked. And we're going to go, well, they deserve to be in when they really didn't deserve to be in. And that's okay. But it's the same format, basically, as the Field of 64, right? You're going to fight over some bubble teams down there that aren't really caring. Some teams will upset them. You're going to have blowouts one way or another in the first two rounds. It is what it is at this point. But I'm really looking forward to next year because I'm assuming, like, when would that start then? Like, we're not, if we're getting conference championships the first week of December, and we're trying to get a national champion by, like, what, early, late January? We're going the very next week, right?
Hold on. I just saw people were tweeting out the dates. Hold on, DRS.
Look, it's got to be at least, a four-week tournament, I guess I would assume, right? So you can't yes, be too delayed too long.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, where was it? I'll find it for us, and I'll interrupt. But that was one of the other problems of their current format, right, that we had discussed, of this long break that was, like, it gave us this time to forget about teams and, you know, yep. The bowl games had only been getting worse, so we knew that that was an issue. Here it goes. First round, Donnie, is December 20th and 21st. Quarterfinals are the 31st and 1st. Wow, semifinals, 9th and 10th, Donnie, with the national championship game being on the 20th. So that is going back much later.
Are we crossing over into playing college football playoff games on the weekend the same way the NFL was going to play?
So hold on a minute.
Why would they do that? This is, again, you have a perfect window here. You end your conference championships first week of December. The teams that have won those games, Kevin, are going to get byes, and deservedly so. Why are we waiting? I don't understand.
So here's oh my God, if this is correct. Now, I could be the 9th and the 10th, Donnie, though. Mm-hmm. Are Thursdays and Fridays. Ooh. And the 20th is a Monday. So, because obviously, Donnie, and I knew this, they're not going to run up against the NFL. Mm-hmm. So, they are... Wow. What
Thursday
is
Friday? Wow. Over the holidays, too, nonetheless.
And how about this? The 31st and the 1st, which is when the quarterfinals are. I mean, it's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. I mean, they are just being like, listen, man, we will run whenever the NFL is not, and you will do big. We'll do good enough numbers.
And there they go, going back to we're going back to New Year's Eve and stuff, which is horrendous the way it does. But by the way, you know, my mind always works differently because when I see, like, college football, which, again, I really enjoy, but obviously me working more of an NFL side, what are you guys doing next year for this? What is your December through the Super Bowl going to look like? Holy moly.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a great breakdown. Yeah, man, oh, man. Some things that I...
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday sometimes, 3-4-hour shows. More, maybe? Yeah. Doing it live? Because you know we're not just going to be like, hey, the game's going to tip off here, and it's the playoffs. That ain't going to happen. You're going to be in that studio grinding on that playoff game.
But Donnie, like, if I'm right, like, the 9th and the 10th will be CFP semifinal days, and mm-hmm. then we're going to be doing NFL shows on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh,
you
see,
and Ben living the life.
The NCAA now. Let me get it straight for you, boys. What are you waiting for? Don't tell me you got Army Navy that wants to be singled out and be alone there. Leave it alone. Army Navy will be fine wherever it goes. Start that thing earlier, people. Oh, college football's in for it next year. Can't wait to watch it, though. We'll be back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thought they said college football was over. Apparently not. As CFB unanimously approves the 5+7 format. Now, Kevin, I know you were tinkering around with a few things of how it would work out next year, but you know immediately I go right to, oh, great, they're going to nail this, get it right, we're going to start right away, and they go, no, right. Pal, we're still going to extend it. You can't mess up bowl. We got to have the regular bowl season in place, and we can't mess that up. So, but tell us about some tinkering on how it would actually look with this 5+12 or 5+7.
Yeah. So it took me a minute to figure out what exactly, and shout out BSS. I've understood the way he's formatted this now to sense. Mm-hmm. But here is just how I want to put this into perspective right away and why this format is not perfect. So you can just use the odds, Donnie. Georgia will be the one seed. Mm-hmm. Ohio State will be the two seed. Okay. And Florida State in the ACC would be the three. Okay. In between Ohio State and Florida State are six teams from either the SEC or the Big Ten. Donnie, there's only seven at-large spots. So,
what do you mean in between, though, if it's one, two, three? You're talking about rankings on next year or this year that I finished?
I'm talking about, So I'm talking about the next year's odds to win the national championship, right?
All right, let me just.
Georgia's the best odds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Georgia has the best odds. Ohio State, the second best odds.
Uh-huh.
So based on this format, they will be one and two. We're just projecting out, right?
Yes.
Texas, Oregon, Bama, mm-hmm. LSU, Michigan, and Ole Miss, all being in either the SEC or the Big Ten, Donnie, mm-hmm. are fighting for at-large bids. Florida State gets an automatic bye. Then we skip over Penn State, Notre Dame, Missouri, Clemson, Tennessee, Texas A&M, and USC, Donnie, until mm-hmm. we get to the Big 12 with Utah or K-State.
Yeah.
So you have...
Yeah.
And that's before, Donnie, you and I, again, do our job and rip the inclusion yes. of Liberty, which should be ripped and absolutely lambasted. Donnie, the Big 12 is going to get a bye. They don't yes. even belong in the – based on outright odds.
Correct. Yes.
That is just so crazy.
See how a great thing turns into – Now you start to get angry the way things are playing out. Because now I can see it like visually on like, okay, top two seeds. And I'm like, well, Michigan's going to get left out or Michigan's going to have to play an extra game because Liberty is going to like climb into the picture. Yeah. Or, hey, Clemson had a great season. Yeah, but not yep. good enough because other teams are there. Yeah, it's kind of wild. Which, again, I'm telling you people, don't worry. Maybe someone would have laughed at me a couple years ago. I was like, I can't wait till this team continues to get expanded. Because we are going to be up to 24 sooner than later at this point. 12 is going to make the NCAA so much money. The only thing they know how to do is continue to add on. Because if I remember correctly, what was it like, 24 teams? 22, whatever the heck it was when the NCAA started March Madness. Why do you think we ended up at 64 plus now? Because they make more money. Not because the product technically is better. And if you tell them, what's on the table now where they're looking at? And you know it's coming too. John Rothstein gets upset by it. Purist here. We had the perfect tournament. It's 64 plus another four and we don't need any more. And the NCAA is going like, you know what we're doing right now? Yeah, we're checking in if we can double this tournament here. And like, oh no, don't do it. And then they tell each and every provost at the universities, hey, by the way, I know we usually pay $11 million per year for the NCAA rights here. We're going to double that to 22. Like, put them all in. Put everybody in.
Right.
Because it's all about money as it comes down to anyway. Is it better than two? Absolutely. Will we be angry next year? Yes, we will. But once we get past, I guess, the NCAA football selection Sunday, which we saw this past year, which made the right move to keep Florida State out, we'll probably have some anger on the back end, but it won't be nearly as vocal. It'll be like, oh, man, I can't believe Ole Miss got left out or something.
But that's the thing. So I just want to, again, reference this one more time with the Ben tweet, okay? Because it took me a second. So, Donnie, the reason why he put Utah, K-State, right, mm-hmm. is they have the same odds. One of those teams, again, just using the odds, so it's all hypothetical. One mm-hmm. of those teams gets the fourth spot, a round one bye in the CFP tournament. The loser, Donnie, doesn't make it into the field of 12. How about this? Where he put Notre Dame / Penn State. Mm-hmm. One of those teams is in, the other is out while Liberty gets in. Now, like that's the thing.
Yes.
And Donnie and I say this because like we want this to be as good as possible, but you mm-hmm. know that they're trying to maximize money. These buffoons are going to put Liberty in and miss yes. out on either Notre Dame or Penn State
yes.
football. What are we doing here?
It's the only sport that can continue to mess itself up while trying to improve at the same time. But it's like when we say, well, how do they come to an agreement on this, Kevin? It's almost like they have to compromise when there shouldn't be any compromise at all. Like, can you imagine going like, all right, we know who pays our bills. We know which teams we always root for to get in. You might get angry at Alabama, but they draw the numbers. You might get angry at Notre Dame, but they draw the numbers. But everybody always gets them like, oh, man, which bowl game is going to want this Liberty team traveling here? Like, nobody's going to want that game. game, and they go, oh, I thought we were about money anyway. Yeah, we could just put Penn State in there. We'd make so much more. Like, oh, that's a novel idea. Like, why don't they think about this ahead of time? Like, do you think there's an outpouring or a cry? Like, let's just say they set this up as the top 12 teams. Are there really still a faction of people other than just the people like to upset the apple cart that go, this is ridiculous. Like, what happens if North Texas has a great season? You can't leave them out if they're undefeated. Like, no, yes, you can. That's the whole point of college football at this point. You can't play 35 games for each team just to try to decide who's the best. You only have 10 to 12 games. And they always do the eye test, right? Look, wow. LSU, man, three losses in the SEC. But this team's unbeaten. Like, you know, Colorado State went unbeaten. You can't leave them out. Oh, yes, you can. Like, it's almost like people don't understand what that actually means. Because then when you flip it over to the other arguments, you're like, okay, well, put Colorado State in the SEC. Well, you can't do that, Kevin. Look, they only play who's on their schedule. Yeah, because they're not as good to be in the SEC. Oh, man, we could go for days on this topic.
No, we could. I mean, it is just one of the more bizarre things. How, and again, Donnie and I were calling this from the onset, that, hey, they're still not going to get this right. They're not. I mean, Don, for the love of God, Texas is going to be playing Liberty. Mm-hmm. I mean, laying 29.5.
Yes.
What are we doing?
Exactly.
What are we doing? Golly.
College football playoff. Hey, and you know it's going to be the Houston Texans time slot for them, as I like to name it. It's like, hey, Liberty, we're going to put them up there, and okay, who's going to watch that? But then again, you're going to have teams like, let's just say it is Texas, go like, phew. It's the best playoff format of all time. Oregon's got to take on Notre Dame. Bama's got to play Mississippi. LSU's got to play Michigan. We got Liberty. Like, if you, and I know it's better to get the bye, don't get me wrong with that, but also you're taking a look at, now granted, so Texas would be 5, they'd have the home game. Oh my, that is going to be the most sought after spot in the entire sport. Why?
Uh-huh.
That's going to be home on your campus. Uh-huh. Let's say it's Texas. We're going to get a free playoff win, which means Sarkisian's going to be like, phew. I'm going to be able to fire me if I'm getting playoff wins out here when I make the playoffs now. So I'm like, hey, he makes the playoffs. It never goes on. That's an easy win. That's 85,000 screaming Texas fans in that building. That is an absolute massacre blowout, which means you don't even have to really, I mean, yes, they're going to game plan. Don't get me wrong. Third and fourth quarter, you might be resting up for your next opponent already and getting that home gate. Boy, that fifth seed is where everybody, like, oh, no, we didn't get the fourth. We were hoping for the fifth and got it. Yes.
Yeah, get on, and guess what? And then the next round, you get to go play the fourth seed, which is like the worst power, which is whoever like wins the Big 12, which is what you're used to beating up on in a neutral site game. You know what I mean?
Like angling, I'd say, like, whew,
you want to talk though about ratings bonanza. Mm-hmm. I mean, LSU Michigan at LSU. I mean, that game on at 7:30 on an ABC. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way,
I can't believe people have argued against us with this. I mean, what are we even doing here?
The simple fact of the matter is, and this is where I can say, like, you can, if you like bowl season as itself, like, degenerate gamblers love bowl season. Nobody else likes bowl season. It's an absolute waste of time anymore. But if you would tell me, like, I look at these numbers right here, and let's say the national championship game is the only game that's played on a neutral site, how much fun that would be. Like, I just look at, like, the matchups. Like, can you imagine, again, like, LSU, Michigan. Live from LSU, Alabama versus Mississippi on campus, Oregon at home taking on Notre Dame in a playoff game, or as always talked about, like, you know, Penn State playing like Auburn in a playoff game at home in Happy Valley. The fact of the matter is you get those games on campus, and then the next, and by the way, is it the first, the bye weeks teams, do they get to play a home game, by the way, or no? They go right to the bowls.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Yeah, it's, you know, the wild part about this is, as a health of your athletic organization, which means as a whole, you don't even want to buy. Alabama at home game, hey, by the way, how much are you going to generate? Well, we'll make $22 million from having a home game minus even what the contract TVs are going to pay for us. Hey, Bama, would you like to go to, like, the Sugar Bowl? No. Just put us in that other one. We'll win that, get that extra $22 million. Then we'll play in the next one to get the next revenue as well. Wow, that's interesting.
I think you're totally right. And that's why, again, like, I don't know, that felt like such an easy fix, right, DRS? Because the next round of the playoff format is, so is 1 versus 8, right? So we're getting two additional rounds that we don't typically get. So why couldn't they on home games? You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, that's just so bizarre.
We don't need the bowls anymore. Like, we don't need the bowl system anymore. But what, like, and again, it's I guess it's the old money winning out. But if you make me commissioner, you have your separate bowl season. But again, the chance, like, for Georgia to play two home games at Sanford Stadium before they get to the, you know, Super Bowl, quote, college football championship, they would take that all. You tell me Georgia would rather go out to the Fiesta Bowl and play at a neutral site when you're the higher seed? Like, hey, by the way, would you rather play Fiesta Bowl or would you play at home at Sanford and absolutely have an unbelievable night down there in Georgia? They would choose that every time. And also, when you're taking a look at theatrics here, the bowl, and you're asking fans, like, let's just say Georgia's number one. Hey, you're going to sit this one out. You're going to pay for, like, three different bowl games to go to? First round, second round, and national championship? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, it just, again, you're right. That hypothetical Texas spot is really, really the dream scenario. Just an absolute smash burial blowout, and then move it on. Not bad.
We were close, people. We almost had the perfect college football playoff. Now we're angry at it. You know what? Just go back to the BCS then. Top two teams. I'm done with this. We'll talk about more next. Come on back with us. I'm already out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Right back at it here, having fun on a Tuesday afternoon. The hottest topics all the way around. And you know what? You're going to get to the phone lines and have some fun. 844-843-6879. The X-Man, he's up. He's ready to go. Ready to deliver the goods on a big night in college basketball tonight, X-Man. Talk to us.
That's right. Two college basketballs.
Yep.
Going with the Baylor Bears on the money line.
Wow.
UConn Huskies on the money line.
Ooh.
That's right. And then we going with hockey. Got the Dallas Stars in regulation. Mm-hmm. Vancouver Canucks in regulation. World Warriors the whole way.
Wow.
You already know. Four. Shout out to VA. And yeah. Special shout out to New Jersey, New York. I'm out here for the day, man. Shout out to Queens,
yo. Let's talk. Talk to him. Now I'm fired. Woo! Now I'm fired up. Hey, now I'm fired up.
The parlay is 33-1.
Oh, man.
Talk sweet.
Hitting it out
Yes, sir.
Just hitting it out there.
Boom. 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 Boom.
He's rolling through like this. God, I mean, this is him right now.
Yes,
I mean,
he is.
He gets through the streets. Queens Boulevard. The X-Man cruising through. Letting it roll. Handing out some good things for the people out there. I mean, that's what I like to say. Look at that. Shout out Queens in the house. I mean, that's the way you do it here. By the way.
That fired me up. Even though I'm on the other side of that game, it fired me up.
33-1. I got some thought processes. Again, next segment, we'll give out some picks here. We've been waiting on this one for a while, KDO. Back to the phone lines we go. You know who's on the line here for us? Haven't heard from this gentleman in a while. Hope everything is well. Moose, he's on the loose on a Tuesday. Get in here, Moose. We got a lot of catching up to do, brother.
Yes, sir. Just got done celebrating.
There he is.
My grandson's one-year birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl weekend. You bet.
Fantastic.
Hey, I want to give shout-outs to both you guys. I watched you guys, listened to you guys out in Vegas. Very impressed. Mm-hmm. Very impressed.
Love it.
Even though
thank you.
K-Dub's advertising on FanDuel. So that sounds good, K-Dub. You sound good. But I've got a couple things. I got two parlays. But, you know, talking about this new college playoff, what is that going to do to the smaller, less-known teams? Because now you know the portal's going to come into play. So what are you doing? Are they creating, like, 12 or 13 super teams?
Yep.
You know, that are going to show up year after year in the 7 or the 5+7 series or whatever they're doing? I mean, we all love that Cinderella story, and there's always one of them out there. You know, I love that. But in closing, okay, shout out to X-Man. Here's my pick for today. All right,
let's go.
Going hockey plus. All right, we're going Minn Wild. And, speaking of hockey, how about all those hat tricks last night? Man, we had football scores last night, you know? Okay, so we're taking Minwild plus 1.5. We're taking the Senators plus 1.5. And we're taking the Stars plus 1.5. It's a plus 315. But let's transfer over to college, okay? Mm-hmm. Texas A&M minus 6. Tennessee minus 7. I altered these down. UConn plus 3. Michigan State minus 4.5. That's a plus 303. So, but I know I haven't talked to you guys in a while. Great talking to JP. So, you guys have a wonderful day. I'm out of here. I'm out.
There you go. He's in.
Nah, man. There it is.
He's back on the loose here. Boys are getting the band back together. Baseball season's coming up. You know, we got some hot times ahead at this point, and even getting angrier by the day as we try to, you know, set up some action here for college football into the future. I am, like, it's, man, football is going to come before you know it. Like, we talk about, like, oh, baseball, it's on the way here. Before you know it, we are really going to be grinding on college football and the NFL once again next year. But it's nice to have this time of year to try to settle in. And by the way, hockey guy for me, certainly, over the weekend, winning money, which was fantastic, as I was just betting, like, you know, odds boost and all this good stuff. Your boy, though, didn't you have an Austin? Is it Austin Matthews? Who's the guy from Toronto? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Did you have a bet on him that you won the other night? Somebody told me.
I did. I had him to get 2+
man.
Points. So he is actually
hat trick in one period, didn't he?
Yes, he did. That was the night I was on him for 2+ points. Donnie, is creating a lot of movement in the MVP
race
because,
yeah.
But it's interesting. He's fourth, but what he did is he pulled McKinnon back, Donnie, because McKinnon went to a minus price of the Colorado Avalanche. If you look right now, it's McKinnon 160, Kucherov 270, McDavid 340, and then Austin Matthews plus 440.
How about that? There you go. Now, college basketball taking a good look tonight. Not a huge card, but a great card all the way down. Connecticut Crichton's tonight. Baylor and BYU on the road should be a fun one. Matchup of 3-point shots. San Diego State and Utah State, by the way, in the Mountain West, both tied at the top of that division. Game one in that went easily to San Diego State. So Utah State looking to return that favor tonight. TCU, Texas Tech, Butler, Villanova, even VCU, UMass. I'm in on tonight from Amherst tonight. So some good action here all the way down. San Francisco, the Dons taking on St. Mary's. Akron out of the MAC taking on Toledo. So we got some good stuff to look forward to tonight. Did you fire on any wagers yet here?
You know, I have placed them in, but I told you I'm looking at Creighton as a dog price. And another team I'm looking at, it goes against cardinal rules of college hoops. But I think I'm going to be on San Diego State tonight, Donnie. I don't know how you feel about they match up with Utah State. I am curious about your breakdown. But for me, I think there are certain spots this year. You got to be careful. But the books are overprotecting from, ooh, this team's in a good spot at home. And I think this line should probably be 2.5 the other direction. I think it's too strong on the Aggies.
Yeah, it's a tough one for me because I always like to use to say to myself, all right, if there's going to be an upset, and again, it's a random upset. You're talking about 2 points, 1 point, you know, not really this is a minus 9.5. They're two evenly matched teams. And as I said, San Diego State really rolled them first time through. And you usually like to lean on defense. Hey, you're going on the road. What travels? Of course, it's defense. San Diego State, best defense in the Mountain West. But when you're trying to like line up like what makes sense, you don't really get that mismatch. Like San Diego State's offense doesn't shoot the 3-point shot all that well. Utah State's number one in Mountain West play at defending the 3-point line, so that helps them out. Utah State on offense here, 10th in conference play, going up against a team that allows the 10th most points in conference play from 3-point range. So you don't really have that, hey, we're really going to get after it and dominate you like because we like to do this and you can't stop it. I don't have any feel for this game. Like I didn't have a wager either way, but if you are just line reading, it's like, oh, man, they played before, blew them out. Yeah, I'm just going to take San Diego State again on the road here. That's the way the look would be. So I don't want to say, you know, sharp side. By the way, let me just see who is actually drawing the majority of the bets here. It's got to be San Diego State, though. Let's see. No. How about this, Kevin? You like this? 8 out of every 10 tickets coming in on Utah State tonight.
That's what I'm saying, though, Donnie, because these are now
crazy
now
public bet. Yeah.
Yes, you know this, Donnie, right? 10 years ago, San Diego State is booked as a 3-point favorite, and they're getting 70% of the tickets. But everybody knows that this is how college basketball works. But that's why I like San Diego State. When San Diego hosted them, Donnie, I think they were like a 6.5-point favorite. A home court advantage is worth 8 points. You know what I mean? A home court advantage is not going to swing things this violently. Here, so I'm looking for San Diego State in that matchup. I might have a rebound prop in BYU Baylor on the big man for the Baylor Bears. So I'm looking that direction. What do you think of this Wisconsin-Maryland game here? I was thinking maybe a Julian Reese points prop under, but I didn't know if that was a game that caught your eye at all.
No, I wasn't looking all that much that one. Let me just do a quick drive-by this one. Obviously, Maryland terrible in offense. 14 teams in the Big Ten, 13th overall in efficiency, 13th overall in effective field goal possession, and turnover percentage, 13th year. Also, the worst three-point shooting team in Big 12 play, or excuse me, Big Ten play at 28%. Man, they are really What do they do well? By the way, they like to get to the free throw line. They're actually number one in conference play. It's like the stingiest in conference play at fouling is Wisconsin. So nothing really working on Maryland's end. Did you say you liked Maryland? You like Wisconsin at that point?
I was just looking at a points prop under actually on the Terps big man Julian Reese, but nothing else really caught my eye as much. I think it's a spot Wisconsin has to get a win in.
It's crazy. They got them ranked 53rd on KenPom. Look like a team that should rank 153rd at that point. VCU, I think, is an interesting one tonight. Actually, UMass is actually a slight favorite in here. Even though VCU is the better team, how many times have we seen that, right? Like, oh, look at this. Better team on the road. Why are they getting points here? It should be an easy matchup. So instead of going with the side, Kevin, I went with an over 71.5 on VCU's offense. The reason being is VCU, not all that fast on offense. 15 teams, they're 10th in average possession length on offense. UMass is 7th, so right around midway. So the tempo is not going to be all that fantastic. But again, matchups there. VCU, number one in conference play at making the three-point shot. UMass defending the three-point shot, 12th out of 15 teams. Top four in conference play for VCU at volume from three-point line. UMass doesn't necessarily chase you off. They're about halfway through, so you should be able to get your points. But also, from a getting-to-the-line perspective, free throw attempts there per field goal attempt. Fourth in conference play is VCU. UMass at defending, 12th on defense. So the three-point line should be open, and VCU number one, Kevin, from the three-point line, also number one in percentage from the free throw line as a team, shooting close to 80% as a team. So they might get beat tonight. I'm just going to bet that they get to 72 points tonight up there in Amherst. So I'm going to go a little A-10 action VCU UMass tonight.
Love it. Absolutely love it. There we go. A little off the beaten path look there on the college scene. As you said, man, these things are starting to approach. I think for me, you know, Donnie, there's some interesting spots if you want to try and go for some late big plus money with regular season championship markets. But I'm really excited about some of these postseason tournaments. Like, I think there's going to be some great numbers out there. You know, I was looking yesterday at the projected Big 12 bracket, you know, and I think the Jayhawks are interesting in that bracket, depending on how it shakes for them, right? I think there's going to be a lot of good stuff. Yeah, he's coming on a little bit now. They needed that. They needed that in the big in a big way.
Let's see what else we got here tonight, because one of the, again, Villanova seemingly sitting on that bubble or trying to play their way in. Butler's one of the teams that I actually liked a few games ago against Marquette. They were getting 4.5 points, ended up losing by 6 to Marquette. It's a very good team. Like, you know what? That's a spot for a resume builder. Didn't get it. Then they had another chance at that at home again on Saturday and absolutely fell flat in the second half. Halftime lead of 1 point. They lose 79-57 to Creighton as Creighton turned on the gas pedal. So it's one of those for Butler. It's almost like a now or never, but back-to-back road games. They go to Villanova, which is obviously who they're playing tonight, then to Seton Hall, two good ball clubs. Then they have St. John's at home, which we'll see what the make of them after they get flamed by their coach. Then they get DePaul, which is a layup, and then Xavier to end the seasons. But one of those where it's like, hey, guys, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games left in your season. You better at least go 3-2. Where it's a wrap. So that Villanova game tonight is going to be really interesting to see it play out. Matchup wise for me, Butler doesn't have a great defense. Villanova doesn't turn the basketball over. Villanova likes to shoot 3-point shots. If they go down, Villanova's going to wind up winning. It's that simple. If Villanova does their average 35% from 3-point line tonight, Kevin, Villanova's going to beat them and cover. But I just haven't been able to trust Butler. I put my trust in them 2 games ago. I don't think I can get back to it because they had 2 step up games and got their bell rung at both of them.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned before at the start of the show, bracket matrix, and Villanova's at the moment, some spots have them on the 11 line, but none higher than that, and a lot of teams have them dropped off the bracket right now. So, you know, being able to steal a game at UConn, I know it's a big ask, but it would be big. Being able to win at Providence, have to beat Creighton at home. But that's a lot, because that's sweeping Creighton. They caught Creighton early year. Need a good run in the Big East tournament for this Villanova team.
Yeah, They certainly do. It should be fun. It's coming up soon. We'll see how it plays out at this point here. A lot of good topics here as we wait for the NBA to return. And then you just hit that fast forward button. At the end of this week, you're going to have spring training games. You're also going to have, within, what, 3 weeks' time, Major League Baseball games starting overseas. Woo! And away we do this year. NFL draft, free agency. Who's getting tagged in the NFL? My goodness. The topics never stop here. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yo, right back out of here. Final segment of the day on a quick moving edition of Moneyline here in the afternoon, right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Big college basketball card overall tonight. So got some plays, got some action in, waiting on Selection Sunday, which is coming up quickly here on March 17th. But as I continue to tell people, in about a week, week and a half times, you're going to have teams in college basketball wrapping up their regular season and heading into conference play. So don't be alarmed when some of those mid-majors are already firing away with that, hey, we better win and get in. And shame sometimes on the non-Power 5 conferences, Kevin. Would you take a look at the mid-majors where you spend your entire season and go like 13-1, 15-1 in conference play, and then you get knocked out the following week in round number two, and you don't get to go, even though technically you were the best team overall in conference play? Just the way it is, though, man.
Yeah, it's always stuff like that. And again, like I've been talking about, I'm not going to stop talking about it, right? You know, but this Gonzaga team, who at the moment is you know, ranked higher than St. Mary's, and St. Mary's is all of a sudden on a six line, and Gonzaga's fighting for their lives. Mm-hmm. Now, it's up to Gonzaga to beat St. Mary's the next time they play, but yeah, we'll see. St. Mary's tonight, you know, you mentioned San Fran. We'll see what the Dons can do. The Dons are having themselves a nice season, 10-2 in conference, 21-6 overall.
How about some love for the women's game, Kevin? Last night, UConn got another win, by the way. UConn's having a down season. Yeah, still unbeaten in Big East play as they continue to move forward. I know they're banged up and injured at some spots here, but the women's game more than any other. You got like 10, 12 legitimate women's basketball teams. When I was growing up in the 90s, you had one team, and it was usually UConn, and maybe Tennessee would challenge them every once in a while. But now you have like a legitimate top 10 coming in that can knock each and every team off. So the women's game is going to get a lot of steam here down the stretch as well.
Well, a lot of people are going to be tuning in for Caitlin and I think
sure.
Our big games, and we'll see how dominant this South Carolina team actually is.
There we go. That'll do it for your latest, I should say, episode of Moneyline. Wednesdays, you know, we'll be back. Solo mission for your boy Donnie Wrightside. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. Bang up on the callers there. Good stuff. Putting in some parlays and having fun. For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, thanks for tuning in to Moneyline. We'll do it once again tomorrow. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.